Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, we celebrate the memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker. And from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled, A Place Prepared.
Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? The room was quiet in a way that felt almost heavy. Peaceful, at least not yet, but suspended, like the moment just before tears fall. The disciples sat around Jesus, their hearts unsettled, sensing something they could not fully name. Left everything for him. They had watched him calm the storm, heal the broken, and speak with authority no one else possessed. And now, something was changing. Jesus knew it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, he says. It is a tender command, not a harsh one. He does not rebuke their fear. He meets it. He speaks into it. He sees what is beneath it, the anxiety, the confusion, the quiet dread of losing him. For something deeper than explanation, he offers himself. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. This is not merely encouragement. It is revelation. Jesus is inviting them and us into a trust that is not rooted in circumstances, but in relationship. The same trust they place in the unseen Father, they are now called to place in the Son standing before them. Then he says something that stretches the heart beyond fear. In my Father's house, he says, there are many dwelling places. I am going to prepare a place for you. Not just a place for you. This is where the gospel becomes intensely personal. There was once a man who spent many years restoring an old house. It had belonged to his family for generations, but time had worn it down. The roof leaked, the walls had cracks, the rooms were empty and cold. Yet he worked patiently day after day, restoring it not for himself, but for his children. Each room he prepared with care. One for laughter, one for rest, one for gathering. He imagined their lives there, their joys, their struggles, their return home after long journeys. And whenever someone asked why he labored so tirelessly, he would simply say, Because I want them to have a place where they belong. Jesus speaks in the same spirit, but infinitely more profound. He is not preparing a house of wood and stone. He is preparing eternal communion. He is opening the very life of the Father to us. The dwelling places are not just rooms. They are relationships, belonging, intimacy with God Himself. We know troubled hearts. Come in many forms, grief that lingers longer than expected, uncertainty about the future, quiet loneliness, the weight of responsibility, even the hidden fear that we are not enough. Jesus does not deny these realities. He speaks directly into them. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Notice that he does not say, do not feel troubled. He speaks to the heart itself, to its direction, its anchoring. Trouble may come, but it does not have to rule. Why? Because there is a space prepared. Because we are not forgotten. Because our story is not wandering aimlessly. It is moving towards a home already being made ready. Have faith also in me, he says. Faith here is not abstract belief. It is trust in a person who knows the way, because he is the way. It is the quiet decision to lean on him, even when the path is unclear. It means believing that when life feels like a hallway with closed doors, Christ is already ahead of us, opening one. It means trusting that even loss is not the end, but a passage. It means holding on to the truth that our final destination is not uncertainty, but belonging. There are many dwelling places. This line is expansive. It tells us that the heart of God is not cramped or exclusive. It is generous, abundant, wide enough for every longing soul. There is a space for the weary, space for the sinner, space for the one who doubts, space for the one who returns after being away too long. No one is an afterthought in the Father's house. I am going to prepare a place for you. This is where everything converges, not humanity in general, not a vague crowd. You, your life, your story, your wounds, your hopes. Christ holds all of it in his gaze. And his promise is not theoretical. It is active. He is going to prepare, even now. The cross itself is part of that preparation. What looks like departure is actually the deepest act of making room for us. So when your heart feels troubled, when the future is unclear, when loss weighs heavy, when faith feels thin, return to these words. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. There is a place being prepared, and the one who prepares it is the same one who says, have faith in me. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see our troubled hearts, the fears we carry, the uncertainties we hide, the quiet longing to belong. Speak again your gentle command. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Teach us to trust you, not only when the path is clear, but when it disappears into mystery. Help us to believe that even now you are preparing a place for us, a home in the Father's love, where we are known, received, and at rest. Strengthen our faith, soften our fears, and draw us ever closer to you, who are the way, truth, and the life. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day, where we take a look at a passage from the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today. and keep you safe. Amen.